I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Few new technologies have risen so fast or died so quickly as cold fusion. It's considered to be scientific quackery on par with alchemy and alien abduction. But now, after listening to scientists talk about new experimental results, the Department of Energy is going to review claims that it's for real. 15 years after cold fusion first burst onto the scene. Here to talk about it is Ira Flatow. He's the host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Hi, Ira.
Hi, Madeline.
Cold fusion? Alien abduction? I thought this was dead and gone.
Yeah, I guess it's cold fusion coming in from the cold, so to speak. Well, you know, it really, for just about every mainstream scientist, yes, it's dead and buried, and they won't even talk about it. But there are hundreds of small laboratories around the world where scientists are continuing to work on cold fusion experiments. And cold fusion scientists continue to publish papers amongst themselves online. They have their own journals. Every year they meet to discuss their findings. And it was following one of these meetings just last August that some prominent cold fusion scientist asked for a meeting with the Department of Energy, and they were granted one. And after this meeting, the DOE said they would send cold fusion experiments out to be reviewed by, quote, reviewers with appropriate expertise to review the material.
Well, that's clear. Now, hasn't this been reviewed by appropriate reviewers before?
The DOE says it has never actually reviewed the research itself. According to a spokesman, they don't have any records really looking at it. In fact, the original Pond and Fleischmann experiments were so hard to reproduce and required physicists to so completely change their view of fusion that the idea crashed and burned, figuratively, if not literally, before the DOE had even taken a close look at it.
And Ira, the reason why they wouldn't even look at it was immediately written off as ridiculous. Why was cold fusion considered so laughable?
It was almost impossible to think that a fusion experiment, which takes millions of degrees to occur and occurs sort of like in places like the center of the sun, could be done in a little desktop experiment. And some of the things that were said in those days were, you know, in a real fusion experiment, there's so much radiation given off by the atomic fusion that if you really had fusion going on, you'd all be dead by now.
So why now? Why are they agreeing to do that now?
Well, I think there's a mixture here of science and science politics. The scientists who met with the DOE have been doing these experiments for years, and they come from such prestigious laboratories as George Washington University and MIT. And these scientists, to use a technical term, are not chopped liver. Cold fusion scientists now claim that as opposed to years ago when it was very hard, if not impossible, as I say, to reproduce these cold fusion experiments, they claim it is now much easier to do, and the amount of energy given off by these tabletop fusion devices is much greater. So they're less open to charges that the heat given off is a fluke or something in the experiment.
So they're going to replicate now those experiments, and then what will be the final result, do you think?
You know, there's an old saying that it applies to a lot of things in life, and it applies to science. If you're so smart, why ain't you rich? Well, if cold fusion really did or it does work, why isn't someone making a killing selling dependable cold fusion reactors? So I think we'll know eventually about whether this works or not by following the money.
Science Friday's Ira Flatow joins us every Thursday on Day to Day. Thank you, Ira.
Thank you.